This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. Even with insurance, you will, of course, get a bill. And usually it involves some combination of strange letters that signify a procedure and its cost. And if you're lucky, it's a manageable bill. But there are times when you get something in the mail and, whoa, sticker shock. There's one thing you need to remember. No price is set in stone. Really. You get a bill for service, and you can negotiate. Jen Vietchner is a writer for The Wall Street Journal and MarketWatch, and she's here to explain. Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
I think most people have no idea that you can negotiate a medical bill. What kind of power do consumers have?
They have a lot more power than most people think. You're right. You know, when you think about haggling and negotiating, maybe you're thinking more of the flea market. But actually with medical bills, there's actually a lot of leeway to negotiate with the hospital and agree on a price that's more affordable for the consumer.
I remember I was very sick and I received a bill from a hospital for $19,000. I almost had to sit down when I opened that envelope. Mm-hmm. What kind of steps could I take or can someone else take when you open that envelope, you see the huge number, what can you do?
A good place to start is asking, you know, going back to the hospital and saying, I can't pay this. And if you were planning on going through insurance, sometimes the price charged to insurance is different than what they would charge the consumer if they say, you know, can I just pay this in cash up front? Obviously, $19,000, you know, that's maybe not so feasible. It's more like in an MRI situation where maybe it's going to be $2,000, but they'll give it to you for $500 if you can pay cash up front. In that sort of situation, though, it might be worth working out a payment plan, you know, asking if you can pay the bill in smaller installments over a matter of years. If you can work out a plan where you can pay it with no interest or very little interest over time, that might be more doable for a lot of people.
When you reported on this, you wrote about these companies and advisors who help people negotiate bills. What did you learn from them?
There are consumer advocates, and obviously you might say, well, I'm already dealing with this bill. How am I going to afford to pay for services like that? But some of them will actually work on commission if you really can't afford it. So they'll say, you know, I'll work to recover this amount of money for you, and they'll take a percentage so you don't actually have to pay them up front.
Until they actually kind of deliver for you.
Right. Like if, you know, that $19,000 bill, if they were able to work it down to $5,000, then it's sort of like saving that amount of money, and they would take a certain percentage out of that. Or you might pay whatever their fee is up front. But they're usually pretty affordable.
What sort of mistakes have you seen or heard about people making when they try to do this or maybe fail to do it?
The wrong solution that a lot of people do is simply, I can't pay this, and they sort of ignore it. You know, then it goes to creditors. So you definitely need to kind of face it head on. But you should also go through the bill, because oftentimes the billers actually do make mistakes. There are about 69,000 different medical billing codes. When there's that many out there, there's a good chance that they're going to mess up sometimes. So you really want to go through. And if the insurance company didn't pay for something, you really want to question them on it and make sure they put the right code there, because oftentimes it's just a billing mistake.
Jen Vietchner is a reporter for The Wall Street Journal and MarketWatch. Thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
And you can find more tips on the art of talking your bill down. Go to marketplacemoney.org.